Federal COBRA continuation rules require employers to allow plan participants to continue group health plan coverage for a period of time after a loss of eligibility, generally at the plan participant's expense. COBRA continuation requirements apply to most employers, but not those who had less than 20 employees in the previous calendar year. The rules apply broadly to all group health plans deemed to provide medical coverage, including but not limited to medical, dental, and vision plans. A COBRA continuation right is triggered when there is a loss of coverage due to one of seven specified qualifying events as listed. Plan participants who lose coverage due to a qualifying event must be offered the option to continue the same coverage that was in place when the qualifying event occurred, and then must have rights similar to active plan participants thereafter. For example, COBRA participants generally have the same open enrollment rights and HIPAA special enrollment rights, potentially allowing them to add other coverage or add dependents to coverage at a later date. The length of the continuation coverage differs depending upon which qualifying event triggered the continuation right. And while the employer often helps pay the monthly premium for active participants, COBRA participants are typically required to pay 102% of the monthly premium cost. COBRA rules impose a variety of notice, election, and payment requirements and deadlines. Many employers use a COBRA administrator to take care of these responsibilities, but the employer remains liable for any COBRA requirements that are not met. Therefore, employers should have a clear understanding of the COBRA rules to ensure the COBRA administrator is adequately handling the requirements and the employer is able to step in on any tasks not handled by the administrator.